Ko te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It's time for Peps Picks with the one, the only, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
G'day, g'day, g'day.
Is it a good day for you?
Oh, it's okay so far.
Okay, good, cool.
It's okay, nothing fucking horrible's happened yet.
You're just waiting for that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of am a little bit. You know, you sort of, you have a bad habit. I have a bad habit of bracing myself for disaster.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst trait ever.
Well, I mean, I don't love it, but I do think fucking sometimes it's fucking helpful in this unpredictable world that we live in.
That is very, very true. That's a funny topic to start off with, considering how whimsical and chirpy today's song is.
Oh, look, well, this is it, you know, you gotta have a dynamic contrast.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Look at that, it took me three times to say dynamic. You ever have that with a word, you start talking and you're
constantly
not happening?
You should hear me read the news on the radio. Oh my god, it's disastrous.
Oh, that's not...
R.I.P.
the listeners, eh?
Yeah, I don't know how they put up with it. But there are big words in the news, you know?
Oh, there's huge words, 5-6 syllables.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, so today's music, this is 2, the second album from Ambient Warrior. Ambient Warrior was a 90s duo in the UK. It was the project of Ronnie Lyon. He's a musician, vocalist, producer, engineer guy who was behind Lion Inc. Recording, which was a recording studio and record label in Brixton, London, that released a whole bunch of UK reggae music and UK Jamaican reggae music collaboration.
Cool.
People like the Twinkle Brothers, Delroy Washington, Michael Prophet, Alton Ellis, Little Roy. He had his own band, the Amarad. So definitely like on the Rastafarian end of reggae. Anyway,
yep.
So he's got the studio in Brixton. It's all going well. Then one night, this guy turns up from Italy, Andrea Tarano, who's a guitarist and a producer. He grew up on Russian folk, klezmer music, the Italian harmony tradition, and this Sicilian-Ukrainian family. They have compulsory military service over there. He'd done that. He got to London. He wanted to pursue music. He turns up at Lion and he's like, I'm an engineer. I'd like to run recording classes here. You know, teach people recording. Okay, sure, do your thing, you know. Lion
Studio, right.
Chaos. We love having more people when they're involved. Get in. You know, so these guys can start to get to know each other and they start talking about their musical interests and their histories. And, I mean, Ronnie's whole thing's really crazy. Because his father was an orphaned jazz trumpet player and professional boxer from Jamaica who fucking stowed away on a boat to London, snuck into fucking London, enlisted in the military.
Oh, come on.
And then ended up bringing up, after like winning professional boxing fights, you know, joins the military, and he brings his children up traveling between Germany, Singapore, and the UK. So Ronnie as a kid, you know, he's this young, like, Jamaican kid in London. I mean, you know, like, you know, one year they're in Singapore, you know, the next they're in Germany.
Oh, my God.
So he had this really, for someone, you know, this is sort of the 1960s, 70s, he had this real, as a result of his father's career path, he had this real international fucking view of the world.
What? I mean, yeah, incredible.
This is a time when, you know, people in the UK like didn't even really leave the country for holidays.
Yeah, oh my God.
And, because of the moving around, you know, you have to... It's hard because you're always losing friends, you know, so you tend to become a bit more insular. So he became a musician. By his teens, he's a working musician. He was a bass player. And he was out there on his own playing in soul, jazz, funk, blues, rock and reggae bands around the UK. So these guys, you know, they sort of realize, hey, actually, you know, we're a little bit different. And then they start thinking, man, what if we made an album that was more reflective of all of this? You know, let's try and make something that really reflects the diversity of London and our musical interests outside
Like
dub and reggae as well. So they started making this project called Ambient Warrior. And they made these two albums in the 90s. You know, it's a mixture of dub, reggae, bossa nova, tango music. Like, some people call it some of the most balearic dub music in the world. You know, this is dub music for cruising on yachts, parties on boats, the white sands of Ibiza. You know, this is really
fun. Oh, yeah, dub. Hell yeah it is. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And at the time, they put out one album, Dub Journeys, through Lion. There was a flooding in the studio. And after the studio got flooded, it all got too hard basket. And so they sort of closed up shop. They closed up shop. It was too hard basket. But there's a second album that, you know, had been sitting there in the archives. Anyway, after all of this, Andrea continued working in London as a session guitarist, engineer, and producer. He met this little known band called Basement Jacks. No, no one had ever heard of, you know, started playing guitar with them.
Oh, my God.
Became involved in the Basement Jacks story, the rise of Basement Jacks, did some solo albums. Ronnie, you know, he did his thing. He moved around the UK. He set up another studio. He kept doing stuff. And then a few years ago, he sold everything. He bought a boat.
Yeah.
He built a studio on the boat.
Really?
Yeah, and he's been living on this boat, recording, like, albums of dub music on this boat as he floats around, like, in the coast of the UK.
That actually sounds just delightful, quite frankly.
Oh, look, it sounds amazing. Anyway, so 2 years ago, the Dub Journeys Ambient Warrior album got reissued by this Australian label, Isle of Jura. After conversations, you know, they took out the unreleased second album.
Cool.
Unreleased second album's coming out in May. We've got a song off it. It's called The Dub Chamber. This is part two. Interesting thing I hear also of these records is, so dub, the way dub works is generally a dub is like a remix technique which is applied to a vocal song. So in Jamaica, people take the latest Bob Marley song or whatever and then dub it up. What these guys did apparently at the time is they made these dub tracks using dub techniques. Then after they made the dub tracks and the dub albums, they made a second version of the albums where they put vocals over the top.
Oh, so like reversed it.
Yeah. Kind of like how spiders build their house, their webs, which are their houses, from the ceiling to the floor, whereas we build from the floor to the ceiling. So there may be more stuff to come from this in the future. So that could be interesting.
That's so cool.
It's a great story. It's great music. Like,
yeah.
Great guys.
What a cool story. So many just factors and wee fun factoids and that. Wild. Incredible.
Well, I mean, look, this is sort of everything, you know. Life is an interconnected chain of events.
Oh, absolutely. And when you discover music, well, a song, and then trace back that song to find out all these stories. Ugh, I love that. It's great.
Context, mate. Context.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable what things are born out of, the conditions that art's created under, what it all references. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Hey, now, just very quickly, do you know what type of boat he has? Does he have one of those real long, like, channel boats?
No, I don't know the specifics, but I know that it's big. I know that it's big enough to have a, like, so he lives on it. So
yeah,
he has a studio. He's got a studio, you know, he's got, like, his living space. I imagine it's a sizable boat.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It probably is somewhere within the benchmark of those channel boats you're talking about, the ones that you see docked in the canals and in places like London and Amsterdam. Pretty remarkable, really.
Oh, my God, it sounds absolutely delightful. Well, hey, maybe we can live out that dream together one day, Martin. Can we buy a channel boat? Can we retire?
I don't know about buying a channel boat, but I'm sure you'll be going to a whole bunch of channel boats quite soon, buddy.
Yes. Fingers crossed, hopefully. Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning. What a just... fascinating kind of story you provided for us today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Liam. Appreciate it. RDU listeners, have a great Thursday.
Yeah, you too. Don't work too hard.
Of course. All right. Okay, look after yourself, buddy.
Hey.
Peace.
And that was the wonderful Mr. Martin Pepperell with just what a delightful story today. And here is the track he was talking about. This is Dub Chamber from Ambient Warrior. Enjoy.